Hi, everybody!
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the very first episode of Not Cool in High School, Disney edition of the podcast. We are super excited that we are finally getting to kick this off. And today's first episode is going to be all about Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. First up, we are going to dive into news related to Disney. So when it comes to this version of Not Cool in High School, we are only really going to discuss Disney news, whether that is Disney itself, Star Wars, Marvel, and other properties that Disney owns as well. So stay tuned for things like that in the future if you want to stay up to date with things of movies that are coming out, whether it's the theme park stuff. First up on our list of news, we have upcoming movies and TV shows for Disney. And the first one on the list within the next like month or two is going to be The Rescue Rangers, and that's on May 20th. Then we have Obi-Wan Kenobi, the series, or it's a miniseries, right?
It's a six-part miniseries, yes.
Six-part miniseries. And that is May 27th, and that's going to be on Disney+. And we have Ms. Marvel on June 8th, and then we have Lightyear on June 17th, which I'm really excited for all around.
We got a lot of good picks coming up.
Yeah, I think so too.
We have some upcoming pre-production and things that are being worked on right now for Disney. First off, Pixar announces the film Elemental for June of 2023. It looks interesting from the art I've seen of the hand-drawn stuff that they put on Facebook. So that looks pretty cool. And if you're a Loki fan, season 2 will begin filming this summer. So if you're looking forward to Loki, they're going to be starting production very soon.
That's awesome. Speaking of Marvel, I want to give you guys an update on the Doctor Strange 2. With Doctor Strange, so far, at least according to when we recorded this episode, during our research, we found out that so far the movie has made around $292 million in the box office so far, which to me is amazing. It's been out for, what, like 2 weeks?
Yeah, roughly about like 2 weeks.
About 2 weeks at this point. It was a fantastic film. We're not necessarily going to dive into spoilers on that. At some point, we may do an episode on it.
Definitely two thumbs up.
Yes. I definitely will go watch it again. First off, Sam Raimi.
He did an amazing job.
Yeah, he did an incredible job taking his horror aspects and bringing it into the Marvel world. And then you also had Danny Elfman scoring the film, which you can't beat. He does a fantastic job all around. But I believe you have some park news, right?
Yes, I do. We have some upcoming park news that Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, the new roller coaster at Epcot, will be opening May 27th of 2022. So at the end of the month, you'll be able to ride that new Guardians of the Galaxy coaster. And if you're a pass holder, I believe, right now, they actually are letting people ride the ride early.
Oh, that's awesome.
Next we have, and this is for Disney World, I believe, this is Mickey's Halloween Party. The tickets, I believe, are going to be available soon. If not, they should be already out. But the dates for that is August 12th through the 31st of October.
Oh, that's awesome. So they're ending it with Halloween.
The last day is on Halloween, and they're starting about mid-August.
Okay. So there's a pretty good amount of time overall, you know, I would say, for, you know, this Disney's Mickey Halloween party.
And then the final piece of news. I know you're going to be excited about this.
Oh, yeah?
For some things, you will be excited for this.
That kind of scares me a little bit.
I know. I'm just trying to do that to scare you. Fantasmic.
What about Fantasmic? So first off, for those of you who do not know me, Fantasmic is my absolute favorite show when it comes to Hollywood Studios in Orlando. And I believe it's Disneyland?
For California?
Yeah.
Yeah, Disneyland and the California Adventure.
Yeah, so for Disneyland, they have Fantasmic in their little, like, pond area in the middle. Where in Florida, Fantasmic has its own like whole area with this huge water show. But both versions of the show are absolutely fantastic. If you have not seen the show, I highly recommend it next time you are at the park.
So with the news of that, Fantasmic for Disneyland, it is returning May 28th. So at the end of the month, Disneyland is getting it back.
That is fantastic.
They said, I believe, that for Disney World, it should be coming out before the end of the year.
Oh, good.
So they both should be back up and running before the end of the year.
That's awesome. I'm super excited. I know when, if we go to Halloween Horror Nights, I know this has nothing to do with Disney, but we'll have to make a trip over to Hollywood Studios and go see Fantasmic if it is up and running again.
Sounds like a plan.
I'm super excited. Mm-hmm. Overall, like, I'm thrilled that this is, it's coming back. It was closed for a while due to COVID and lack of employees being able to run the show. So I'm really excited that they got things back on track and are good to go with Fantasmic.
Yeah. I'm really happy to see that they're bringing the show back.
Yeah.
That's actually it for park news.
All right. So that is all the news we have for today. Next up, we have some Disney-inspired trivia where we go head-to-head to see who knows Snow White and the Seven Dwarves better. It is now time for Disney trivia. Our trivia today is going to be all about Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, following our main topic for the movie that we watched for this episode. So the way this is going to work is we each have prepared five questions for each other. We are going to read each of them off. They all have multiple choice, so feel free to answer them along with us and see how you do with this as well. Once each person is done the question of their five, we're going to switch over so that, like, if I'm since I'm going to go first, I'm going to read my five questions, and then Anthony's going to read his five questions after I am done, and whoever gets the most points by the end of this episode is going to be our champion for today. But our points are going to continue for every Disney episode. So it'll be a brother versus brother and see who the ultimate Disney champion is by the end, which is really exciting. I'm really looking forward to seeing what questions you have prepared, because we had a third party look over each of our questions to make sure that we did not repeat any of them between us. So this should be pretty exciting, since neither of us have any idea what these questions are going to be or how hard they are. Now, these kind of questions could come from the movie directly. They could come from the history of it or, you know, anything in between. So let's kick it off for our very first trivia version of the episode. I'm going to do mine first. And Anthony, your first question is, what makes Grumpy smile for the first time in the movie? Is it A, Dopey falling down the stairs? B, Sleepy swallowing a bug? C, he is tickled? Or D, a kiss from Snow White?
D, a kiss from Snow White.
That is correct. So you have 1 point out of five possible so far. Your next question is, what is the primary color of the box the queen wants Snow White's heart in? Is it A, blue? B, green? C, red, or D, pink?
C, red.
And that is also correct. So you have 2 points of the five. On your third question, we have, which one of the dwarves are sent upstairs to investigate first? Is it A, Happy, B, Doc, C, Grumpy, or D, Dopey?
D, Dopey.
And we are 3 of 5 so far. Hopefully I do just as well as you on these questions, because you're nailing it so far. Your fourth question is, what does Snow White hang off the deer's tail that needs to be cleaned? Is it A, hat, B, a glove, C, a shoe, and D, a shirt?
D, a shirt.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
It is actually B, a glove. So you are 3 of 5. You have one wrong so far. You're one off.
Not too bad.
From the perfect game. Of the questions for this match, anyway. And your final question is, what kind of heart did the huntsman bring the queen? Is it A, a pig's, B, a bull, C, wolf, or D, deer?
I'm going to go with A, a pig's heart.
That is correct. So you are 4 of 5.
That's not too bad
to start. Total
points.
Yeah, I think you did a great job so far, and I'm really excited for your questions for
me. All right, let's get into it. Question number one. How old was Walt Disney when he came up with the idea to bring Snow White to the big screen?
Oh my gosh.
Was it A, 15, B, 17, C, 16, or D, 18?
I'm going to go with the 16 option.
That is incorrect. He was 15.
All right, so you stumped me on that one.
What was the evil queen to Snow White? Was it A, her stepmother, B, a witch, or C, mother?
Oh, no. I feel like it's her stepmother.
That is correct.
Okay. I was going to say, like, I knew that they had some connection, like, in family status.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm one of two right now, which kind of sucks. But we're kind of even if I get the rest of them right.
What is the correct phrase?
Oh, boy.
And I didn't put the whole phrase, but I did the beginning for each one.
Okay.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, or magic mirror on the wall.
So read those again?
Mirror, mirror on the wall, or magic mirror on the wall.
I want to say mirror, mirror on the wall.
That is incorrect.
You know what? I was going to say it was the other one, but I was like, no, everyone says mirror, mirror on the wall. No one ever says magic mirror on the wall.
Mm-hmm. That one it was a little bit of a stumper.
Damn it. So what am I at point-wise?
You're at one.
I have one correct.
Jeez.
All right. Snow White is definitely not my movie.
In the film, there are multiple animals that help Snow White find the house. Most of them have partners except for one. Which one is it?
Oh, my gosh.
A, a deer. B, a squirrel. C, a turtle. Or D, a bird.
A turtle. Turtle.
That is correct.
Sweet. I'm part of the Turtle Club. Not Disney, but unfortunately, we're going to get some references thrown in from other things.
This one actually should be easy.
Oh, boy.
What Disney character's name is mentioned by the dwarves in the film? Is it A, Jiminy Cricket?
Oh,
B,
yeah.
Mickey Mouse.
Jiminy Cricket.
That is correct.
Yeah. I didn't even need to hear anything. I was like, what? Your questions were hard.
I didn't know if they were going to be hard or easy, so I went with small things that people may not pay attention to.
Yeah. Well, now that I have a bit of an idea of what kind of questions I'm going to get, I'm going to up my game for these questions because you have four and I had what?
You had
three. So I'm behind by a point, which kind of sucks to start our Disney one off anyway, being a point behind. But I'm sure there's going to be movies
that I won't know anything and you'll know all the answers.
So I'm really excited to see where this goes. And if you guys have questions that you want to throw in for our movies that when we announce them ahead of time before the episode, feel free to do that as well. And maybe they will end up on the show at some point.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. So that is it for our trivia section of the Not Going High School Disney edition of the podcast. Next up, we are going to be talking all about the movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Now it is time for us to talk about our main topic for the night, which is Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Now, we did actually get to talk about the movie a little bit during our trivia section of this episode, but now we're really going to get to dive into the movie. We purposely put the trivia part first, so that way we didn't spoil any of our,
questions.
Yeah, our questions within our talk. Because there is some stuff that I want to bring up, and I wasn't necessarily sure, what kind of questions that you had ahead of time. So now we can kind of dive into it overall. So this movie came out in 1937, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so that would make it this year being like the 85th anniversary for Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, which is pretty incredible that this movie is still, out and about, and, people still love Snow White as one of their princesses. First off, the thing that, I know we kind of talked about it a little bit in the trivia and stuff about certain phrases, you kind of threw that at me, where you were like, oh, what is it? Mirror, mirror or magic mirror on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always thought that when it came to spells, that it was just true love's kiss that would wake them up, not necessarily true love's first kiss. So when we open up the movie of Snow White, we see that she has already met her prince, and if she would have kissed him in that moment,
she may not have woken up.
Yeah, she may not have woken up, which is pretty crazy to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this movie, at least for me, I don't know about you, it was so much more I don't want to say put together, but there were layers to the animation, where they were walking behind trees and she was running behind them, and it was this 3D aspect of Disney. So for it being 1937, it was so well done.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, you know, of those animators really did an amazing job. Like they even had giant sparkles in, you know, on the diamonds and stuff, mm-hmm. which
in the mine shaft, yeah.
Yeah, which is, I think it's pretty incredible. Now we do want to state that we did watch these on two different platforms. I got my diamond edition out instead of the signature edition because the diamond edition did come out before the signature edition. So I wanted to have the earliest version of the Blu-ray that I had to watch it because I know over the years, Disney does change things throughout their films. Like in mm-hmm. Lilo and Stitch, for instance, they made some changes after a while. So, and Anthony, where did you watch?
I watched it on Disney Plus.
All right. So we have two very different things. One, they cannot update whatsoever, and one that they can update at their will. So if they wanted to change something in Snow White or insert something, they would be more than happy to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because of our movie, as you guys can see, we didn't really talk about him being a part of our set today, but we do have Grumpy with us. I got this years ago. I think it was like a Dollar General. And he's just always just been like a decoration.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to have him as part of our first episode overall.
He's a great set piece.
Yeah, I definitely think so as well. Don't mind me. I'm checking my notes. let's see. Oh, so later in the film, we're with this kind of like topic overall. What did you think of it, Anthony, just in general?
Going back and watching it, it was way different than what I thought. Like after going through like the trivia questions that I wrote down, like I didn't realize that the Evil Queen was actually her stepmother.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I thought they were like completely separate from each other, mm-hmm. and that's why she wanted to get rid of.
Like she was just jealous of Snow White.
Yeah.
That's what I always thought.
I had no idea that they were really connected, but it's been so, you know what? Actually piecing this together today, like after we watched it, I realized I probably have never actually seen the entire film. Or if I did, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, probably like when we were little, probably.
Yeah. So.
On VHS.
Yeah. On VHS, for those of you who remember VHS, and for those of you who do not, please be kind and rewind. But yeah, so it has definitely been a long time since watching Snow White and the Seven mm-hmm. Dwarfs, and it hit me completely different, and I picked up on things that I don't think I would have picked up on, you know, growing up watching this
mm-hmm.
overall. But otherwise, How was watching this for you all these years later?
I actually really enjoyed it. I do like watching horror movies, and like some aspects of this felt like really scary for the 30s. I was like, wow, this is really cool. I like what they did with this.
Yeah.
Like with all the evil trees and everything else.
Yeah. Like I was shocked at like how everything was something horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like even when Snow White was running away in the beginning, in like the stormy weather, how like the logs looked like crocodiles in the water, mm-hmm. and
that was a cool thing that they did.
Overall, I thought they did a really awesome job at, you know, displaying those kind of things and turning
mm-hmm.
what is somewhat normal objects into these really kind of scary things, mm-hmm. especially if you were a kid watching this movie for the first time.
Yeah, it gets like your like imagination going, like what. If she didn't see what they actually were, like, what could her mind, like, taken it to?
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
So I do have a question for you. Maybe I missed something. Why is she dressed so, like, beat up in the beginning? And then the huntsman takes her out, and she's dressed like Snow White as we know her.
The Evil Queen actually made her, like, a maid.
Right.
And wanted her to not be, like, the most beautiful. So she would dress her in, like, really bad clothes.
Sure.
And stuff like that. Just but to,
I guess what I'm saying is, why the change of clothes?
Well, I think because since she was going to send the huntsman after her to like get rid of her, she wanted her to look nice.
I mean, I guess to some degree I can understand that because no one's necessarily like at least during that time period of things, at least from the look of the time period, it doesn't seem like people would care if it was somebody dressed in ripped up, like, bad clothing. But if they were dressed in a, you know, princess outfit in the dress where it's all super fancy stuff and they were found dead somewhere, you know, it would be a whole other kind of reaction. Yeah. Like, oh, I found the princess, not some commoner on the street. So for me, you know, watching through also too, don't mind me as I check my notes. So we're recording, we have a main camera just to kind of give you guys a peek behind the curtain. We have a main camera that's going to shoot us normally as a wide, but then we also have our phones as backup close-up cams for each of us. So as we shift between these, all of my notes for this section are on my phone, and I did not write them down. So I have a little slip of paper off to the side that I'm going to glance at instead of using my phone. But one of the big things, too, that I always thought was one thing, and rewatching it, I realized it was something completely different, is the poison apple. So for those of you who have seen the film, you are all super familiar with this version of the apple, where it is the red apple with the white, almost like poison layer over top that makes that skull. However, that version is only on screen for what, like
half a second, roughly?
Half a second, maybe a 2 seconds tops. But what gets the most screen time is actually a blue and a black version where the apple is black underneath and the what we know as the white part of the poison apple is the blue part. Mm-hmm. And personally, I thought that was really cool. And I know when we watched it, I brought it up to you, and you had to go back.
Yeah, I had to go back and rewatch it. And I was like, maybe they changed it because I thought maybe I just saw it as red. No, it was the same on Disney Plus. So that's good. They didn't change some stuff out.
Yeah. So I was excited to see that, you know, that was a feature that, you know, kind of stayed between the discs and Disney Plus. But also, it's a bit confusing because all of the marketing, for the most part, now every so often you do see the red apple with the green, like poison stuff over top of it, which I completely, you know, understand as well. But I don't think I've ever seen merchandise when it comes to the poison apple that where it's the black apple with the blue. So if you have seen this merchandise,
let us know.
Yeah, if there's a mug out there that goes with the set of mine that is the black and the blue version, I'm more than happy to go and collect it as well. Because right now I have two of these particular mugs just in case if one broke for some reason. Because I was like, as soon as Disney released this mug, I was like, it's going to sell out super fast. And it did the first round, and then they eventually did bring it out. So I did grab another one just in case. Because it, at the time, it was super amazing when it came to, like, a Disney merchandise piece of mug. Because otherwise, it's more like we're going to put a character on the mug and stuff, where this is almost like a prop mug, which, you know, I'm really excited about overall. Any thoughts on the movie while I while I drink?
I will say with the prince, like,
yeah,
him being supposed to be like this prominent character, like the true love, he's not really in it.
Yeah. So also, not to like, you know, chime in on your part about the prince, when did you think before watching it that the prince showed up?
Maybe like halfway through the movie?
Halfway through for the first time that you saw the prince?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so too. Did not realize after now, obviously, we know what the truth of the matter is. We went back and we watched it, and we find out that pretty much the opening scene shows the prince for the first time, which is, it's weird how your mind remembers things and throws gaps and kind of like replaces those gaps with possibly wrong information. Which it clearly has done, especially for those of you who have seen the trivia part of the episode. my brain has not fully comprehended certain things, and it has played tricks on me. So it is not mirror, mirror on the wall. It is magic mirror on the wall. That's right? All right. Just making sure that I don't mess it up. Another thing, too, that speaking of, like, the queen and the apple and stuff, to kind of, like, go back to that, when she leaves and comes out on the boat, there's these two vultures that are like following her around. And I was very confused if they knew that she was the queen the whole time and they were just following her because they knew that like she was going after Snow White and they were going to get a meal maybe out of it.
Maybe.
But then also too, like while we're on the topic of this, like, cause I kind of want to break down this a little bit. The animals come to the dwarves and they're like, oh, Snow White's in trouble type deal. And they all like hop on the reindeer and stuff and they start like sprinting back. Well, they find the witch and chase her down when, was there any actual like proof that it's the queen? Or do they just kind of like go off a hunch?
Not really any proof, but like Grumpy was talking about like that the queen dealt with like witchcraft and stuff like that. So, and they said, don't trust anybody, don't let anybody in the house.
Right. And obviously so they were did.
And that was the only person that was moving around outside. So,
though, to be fair, it's kind of the animal's fault that she let somebody in, because if the birds wouldn't have attacked her in the first place, she wouldn't have like tried to fake like heart conditions, be like, oh well, oh I have to go sit down, I need, you know, I need some water, and then kind of like shoved this apple in her face even more so because now she's in the house and, you know, was able to create this story about how the apple makes a wish for you. And also too, like when she made the wish, I was half expecting her to make a wish about the queen, like that the queen would live happily ever after or something. And then it was like, oh, I can't am I really gonna poison this person who wished a wish on me after I've been absolutely horrible to them?
That would have been messed up.
So I might have been diving in a little too deep into what I wanted to happen, and you know, the impact that would have happened to the evil queen if that wish would have been about her in a positive way. So I would definitely be curious, you know, if somebody ever rewrites or makes it like a movie adaptation. Like, I know there's other versions of Snow White, which we're not necessarily going to talk about now. But maybe in one of those versions, they even tackled that subject where Snow White wishes something for the queen. So I'm definitely curious. So if you have also seen a movie like that, or would like to see it, please let us know in the comments as well. But back to like the witch and stuff, with these vultures. So when the queen starts to run away after the cabin, the vultures follow her. And I was like, why are they following her? Like, do they know that she's evil? Kind of thing. Like, I'm still on this like track of them thinking that she's the queen.
Well, I think the vultures went after her because since she was older, to look older, the vultures kind of have like that sense of like they know when things are close
to death. Die.
Yeah. So they're gonna stay on top of it to see what happens.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I was thinking too. Where it's like, are they hunting her? Like, they don't really care if it's the queen or not. They see something that's, I mean, I know it's a cartoon, but if she was in reality, she'd probably be, like, halfway or more, you know, to death, I would say. Like, she's not going to be living, you know, 30 more years in the state of age that she would be in, especially during a time period like that.
And you'd think, as a backup plan, that she would have a way to change herself back.
Yeah. She was so curious about like the antidote for the apple that she never thought,
how do I change myself back?
Yeah. Like you would think that in the storyline, she would give her the apple, let her fall asleep, and then, or like right before like the potion takes effect, she changes back into the evil queen. And it's like, oh my gosh, the evil queen did this to me. But I don't know. I think it would help build the story. Not to say that there's anything wrong with this version of Snow White. It's just things that I think about. And especially because this movie was created, I mean, yeah, it came out in theaters 85 years ago, but I'm sure the prep and the work and stuff was, I can guarantee, was probably 2 years or so before the movie release.
Yeah, I think it was like 2 years it took them to make it, and I think it was like 200,000 drawings or something.
That's crazy, and it was all done by hand. So like in our world, we have, you know, copy and paste and that kind of stuff. In all reality, like
we do,
we have copy and paste when it comes to drawing things, where we can save drawings that we did and kind of like paste it on where like it doesn't necessarily have the face, so we can change expressions and that kind of stuff and overlay that kind of stuff. But imagine doing an entire project. Like, I've worked at stop motion stuff, and it's almost to that level, except I'm not drawing it.
Yeah.
But with them, they have to deal with like a multi-layered kind of deal where it's like almost like a plastic material in some cases, where it's almost like painted on or like drawn on, and they like lay things over top of each other, and as you know the character moves, they have to swap the movie cell out every time. And I've seen this done too, like with stop motion stuff, for instance, where they take layers of glass where like one layer has the backdrop on it, and then the next layer of glass maybe has their character on it, and then the top one has like the grass or something that like they're, or bushes or whatever it is that they're kind of like running behind. So that's, you know, the glass technique is a little bit like what they went through, but it's not even anywhere near that at the same time. But they had it so much harder back in the 30s trying to do this. And the movie overall, I think, holds up greatly when it comes to the animation. And I don't know, I would love, I don't know if any of them are around anymore. I would assume not, that animated anything on Snow White.
Maybe,
but
I'm not 100% sure on that though.
It would be cool, you know, to meet one of those people, or own one of their pieces of art from the movie. Cause I'm sure, but at the same time, you know, back in that time period, they didn't really keep things. They kind of reused a lot of stuff. So who knows? Maybe none of that, or very, very little of it, was even saved.
Yeah.
But I do want to talk about those vultures a little bit more, before we kind of get back into things. So we were talking about how like the vultures are, we now are on the page of where the vultures are now hunting this evil queen. Now, Disney doesn't really talk about this, at least in the story, but the vultures eat her, at least in my opinion, because she falls off the cliff. Spoiler alert, for an 85-year-old movie, she does fall off a cliff as the dwarves chase her, which, by the way, I think is incredibly brave of them to chase after this person that they know knows
like
witchcraft and stuff, and aren't really sure what all she's capable of. So the fact that they loved Snow White so much that they were willing to risk their own lives to chase down this person is incredible. Overall, I mean, she was only in their life for a short period of time, so for them to have that true connection, it really must, you know, it really shows how great Snow White really was. She really is the, as the mirror says, the fairest one of them all. But she ends up falling off the ledge, trying to, like, break a rock to basically create a boulder that will roll down the hill and squash the dwarves. But it kind of backfires, and the cliff breaks from under her, and she falls. And there's a shot where the vultures are,
just
like,
circling around.
Yeah, and then they eventually start to circle downward in a spiral. So they lead you to believe that she is going to be eaten. Another thing that I did not know, at the end of the film, for the most part, they have these, they're like two slides that pop up where it's almost like 3/4 of the way into the film that these pop up. And it's kind of like a transition kind of thing, I want to say. I don't know if they were in the Disney Plus version. Not,
Not that I can recall.
Okay. Well, in the Diamond Edition version, it was like a scene ended and then two slides came up, but like the background still moved and it was like two moments of reading. So if you guys know what I'm talking about in this, also, you know, feel free to leave those in the comments as well. But basically, it explains the glass case that the dwarves built for Snow White. And I find it really interesting that they all think that she's dead. Not that she ate a poison apple that is a magic apple that, like, if they find the true love's first kiss type deal, that she's going to wake up. They fully think she is dead. There's no questions about it whatsoever. And in the little description that pops up on the screen, it basically says that she is way too beautiful to be buried. So they build this glass and gold casket to put her on display, essentially, so that they can be with her always and be by her side. Which
many months go by, too. Like, yeah. You can see it changes from, like, fall to winter.
Yeah. And then there's a little section on there, too, that pops up about, like, the prince. How this prince hears about this girl in the case. And he comes to, like, I guess, to, like, pay his respects about this girl that is in the woods. I don't think he necessarily knows that it's Snow White. But he lifts, like, the case gets lifted, and all the dwarves are, like, horribly sad. And he obviously kisses her, and she wakes up. But I just think it's a little crazy that, like, essentially, he's kissing a corpse. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't necessarily know that it's a spell.
Yeah.
But maybe during a time period like that, that was just, like, a thing to do. Not necessarily in, you know, 1930s, but I'm saying, like, in the world that they lived in, maybe that was part of a custom of some kind. That, like, a form of paying their respects for the, you know, the deceased. But it was definitely a bold move. But he got his princess in the end. So I guess it was a very good thing on her end that they thought she was so beautiful enough to make this case and basically put her on display. But that's really all I have for the movie. Overall, I absolutely loved it. You know, getting to watch it was way different than I remember it being whatsoever. And it, I don't know about for you, but it was not full screen on mine.
The I TV, don't think it was either.
The TV was clipped. So it was like a square on my TV, which, I mean, it's fine. I'm used to watching older stuff, but I was just curious if, like, other platforms and stuff that Snow White has aired on.
If they went full screen.
Yeah, if they had changed that format. But at the same time, I don't know, because it was all hand-drawn stuff.
They probably would keep it the same.
Yeah, I don't know how hard it would be to change that. But also on the Diamond Edition of the Blu-ray, I'm not sure if it's on the signature or not, they did have an option when you clicked play to watch the original version where it was 4:3. And then there was another version underneath that had, like, Disney something on it. So
okay.
I may have to go back and click that and, you know.
Watch in the different aspects, see what the difference
is. Yeah, and see, you know, kind of what that is all about.
I will say with the apple, when she gets the apple and she, you know, how she's making the wish type deal, you don't actually see her bite the apple.
Right. It's done off camera.
It's alluded that she does bite the apple.
Yeah, because you see it roll away when it has the chunk bitten out of it. It's weird, you know, some of the things that they choose to not show in this movie particularly. But yeah. So that's all I have.
That's all I have for too.
All right. So that is going to be our episode for Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. We are going to be, you know what? I thought this went really well. And I can't wait for them to see the episode and we get feedback from our audience and we grow as an audience. We're also going to be doing things, you know, within our credits where we show off people's trips to Disney, whether they're with characters, Or in front of a in front of like the Cinderella castle.
Or if you have like ride photos.
Right, or ride photos or whatever they may be. You know, feel free to tag us as well. Or, you know, tag the podcast in general. And who knows, your photos may show up on the Disney edition of the podcast. But that's all we have for you today. So until next time, when we dive into another Disney film, I'm Nikolai.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Not Colton High School Podcast, Disney Edition. See you next time. Hello, my name is Nikolai Cabana, and you may know me from Not Cool in High School podcast. I love horror movies, and if you do too, I have the perfect place for you to get all of your horror movie merchandise, and that's FrightRags.com. Now, not only do they release new merchandise every single week, they also have amazing customer service that gets you your merchandise as fast as humanly possible. There's a reason I have over 100 Fright Rag t-shirts in my collection, and they are growing every single day. And that is also not including any of the pins, the hats, the hoodies, or the lunchboxes that I have from them. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to FrightRags.com and get some amazing merchandise today.
Hey everybody, it's Anthony Cabana. You may know me from Not Cool in High School, but I also have a YouTube channel that's actually my name for the title. So it's Anthony Cabana, and what I do on the channel is I play video games, I do unboxings, I do a little bit of reviews, and I do some news. So go check it out.
Hello, my name is Nikolai Cabana.
I'm Anthony Cabana.
And you may know us from Not Cool in High School podcast. Today, we are here to talk to you all about the networks that the IWEP network provides.
Here are some examples of the shows that we offer. Bangin' Beers, Truth Behind Illusion, Interviews with Everyday People, and Tornado Tag Podcast, with so many more to offer.
There are so many shows on the network, there is bound to be one just for you. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to the network and find that right show for you today.